The History of the Leech Lake Reservation with Elaine Fleming. This program is supported by funds from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.
Bushun in Dinawe Makani Duk, Beshugu, Benesi, Akwe, Indigo, Mang Indu Dem, Ga Osis Quajime Kagan Dun Chiba, Ga Misqua Wako Kaginda, Elaine Fleming Nindishina Kaz, Me Great Mino Gishikad, Me Great Mino Bimadisiwin. So today I'm continuing the story about Rose Robinson, one of our Leech Lake enrollees from Chachabaning, also known as Inger, who was born in 1946, and she was one of our first generation college students who went to BSU and graduated when she had three children, and worked at the Bugonogishik School for its first 5 years. So as I was saying, Rose had begun to wonder if she was working in the right area as a teacher for Bugonogishik. And while she was there with the Bugonogishik School, she had observed how smart the students were. She said there was never any bad kids. What these students needed, though, was positive attention. She commented on how Indian children and students had trouble in all public schools all throughout the nation. And she was wondering if she was doing the right thing by teaching. As a teacher, she had seen students coming to school whose siblings had been removed from their families. She said it was heartbreaking to see the impact that alcohol and drugs had on the families. She saw students who came to school tired, who hadn't eaten or slept, and were afraid or angry. And in 1978, she herself went to treatment because she recognized her own problems with drinking. And these insights would lead her to her new vocation, to work in the social services area. When Rose went to BSU in 1971, she already had three children, the baby being only 6 months old at the time. In order to survive, she had to apply for food stamps in Beltrami County. She was receiving $30 a month for food stamps, and to get those services, she had to recertify each month about her family and financial situation. Rose said that the county worker treated her negatively each time she went there. And Rose was remembering the racism in Beltrami County and through the social services department. Rose said that the last time she went to be recertified because she was going to graduate, she told her worker that she, Rose, now had a 4-year degree. And Rose said the following conversation was done without raising her voice or being angry. Rose asked her worker, "Do you have a degree?" "No," the worker replied. Rose then asked, "Why do you treat me so bad when I come here? If I wasn't a strong person, I would have quit and used you as my excuse. I was only doing this for my kids," end quote. Later, that worker would call Rose and apologize. So there were reasons then for leaving the teaching profession and entering the social service area. Children being placed out of their homes with non-Anishinaabe families and off the reservations. And you remember the Indian Child Welfare Act that was established in 1978. It was called ICWA. ICWA was enacted because of the high removal rate of Anishinaabe children from their traditional homes and essentially from Anishinaabe culture as a whole. as many as 25 to 35% of all Anishinaabe children were being removed from their Anishinaabe homes and placed in non-Anishinaabe homes. And presumably there was an absence of Anishinaabe culture in those non-Anishinaabe homes. In some cases, the Bureau of Indian Affairs paid the states to remove Anishinaabe children and to place them with non-Anishinaabe families and religious groups. There was testimony in the House Committee for Interior and Insular Affairs that showed in some cases that the per capita rate of Indian children in foster care was nearly 16 times higher than the rate for non-Anishinaabe. I remember Teddy Redwing and her two younger brothers being placed in a foster home when she was only 4 years old. They were placed on a farm with a family that only wanted boys for their foster children so they could work the farm. Teddy grew up afraid of Indians. Her foster mother told her how terrible Indians were. And another group that played a part in ICWA was the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. This church had an Indian placement program that removed Indian children from their tribes and into church members' homes. By the 1970s, approximately 5,000 Indian children were living in Mormon homes. Growing up in Cass Lake, I remember the Mormon church on the east end of town. They had a sign on its building saying, "Indians welcome." In the summer during the weekends, they had dances for teenagers. Many of our children traveled west to live with these Mormon families. As a senior at the Cass Lake High School, I did a research paper about the origin of racism in 1970 in Cass Lake. And I asked the Mormon elder at the time how he thought racism occurred. He said it had to do with the original tribes of Israel, that one of these tribes had been bad and their people were turned brown and sent away. It was the mission of the church to save the Indians now. So these are the times that Rose grew up in. She saw the activism of the 60s and 70s. She saw students coming to school whose siblings had been removed from their homes. She saw the troubles caused by alcohol and drug use. And she was also supporting her three children. She had a college degree, and yet she was only making $8,000 a year. So she decided to make a change, even though she felt like she was abandoning her students. Students like Daryl Northbird, Doreen Staples, and Mike Robinson. And in 1981, she started working for Leech Lake Social Services. And I will continue her story in the next session. Son of Chachabani. Mi great be Sandawi egg. Mi you. Ya eh ha, hey ah, hey ah, ya eh ha, ya.